As cold weather moves in, agencies are working to make sure Massachusetts residents know how to apply for fuel assistance and weatherization if they think they might struggle with their heating bills this winter. Oil and gas prices are going up. The price of natural gas has nearly doubled in the last year. Mary Niddle with the Worcester Community Action Council says the monthly bills for everybody, including many of their low-income clients, are going to be higher. But she says community action agencies and the federal low-income home energy assistance program can help.
Coming out of all the uncertainty and trauma of this pandemic time, it's more important than ever for every household that could be eligible to participate in a program that can help to give them that health and safety and a little bit of relief.
Niddle notes that a family of four can earn more than $78,000 a year and still be eligible. She adds that community action agencies can help provide LED light bulbs and assist in converting oil-based heating systems to more climate-friendly heat pumps. She says they also can help replace inefficient appliances, although there is a backlog because of supply chain issues. Peggy Hegedisek is with Action Inc. in Gloucester. She says sometimes when folks are put in the position where they struggle to budget for increased heating costs, they end up using alternative heat sources that aren't safe, such as improper use of space heaters, kitchen stoves, or fireplaces.
It's an income and housing support program, too, because people have to decide between paying for heat, paying for food, paying for rent, paying for medicine. And when they can't afford their heating bill, sometimes they'll forego groceries or prescriptions or other basic needs.
She adds the majority of the families community action agencies serve are families with children and older members who are more vulnerable when they're without heat. State Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester says the recently signed federal bipartisan infrastructure bill includes about $500 million over the next 5 years for the federal LIHEAP program. He says it looks like between $2 and $3 million a year for Massachusetts.
Those programs not only have a direct impact on the families that they benefit, but they also have an impact on reducing our carbon release into the environment, and they have a direct impact on efficiency in the way that we use our resources.
I'm Lily Bolke reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.